Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Olaf and Rapunzel breaking down at Disney, the Selena Gomez QR code Oreos being used to catch possums, and the alternate lyrics we'll maybe get on the Beyonce Lemonade Lullaby album. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Dun, dun, dun.
Breaking news. We have breaking news.
Exactly. Before we can get into it, we have some breaking news at the top of this hour.
Oh my God. The way the breaking news could be anything. World War III.
You have, do you have a breaking news button that you could push that I can't hear?
I don't. The closest maybe that I have, please hold. Maybe that. It's.
What?
It was.
I'm on the edge of my seat wondering what it was.
I pushed the grinder button like 10 times and it overlaps itself.
Okay. I can, that is a breaking news.
I can also do this. And that's with the eagle.
Come on, piano man.
Thank you. So what is the breaking news? Oh, I also have this.
No, what?
What about this? I think it did. I think it boomed. It's one of the big booms from the five big booms.
I was going to say, no one works harder than your soundboard, but actually, your fingers maybe?
Yeah, thank you. Finally, some justice, some recognition. You know, you can have the smartest computer in the world, but if you don't have a human to turn it on. Actually, I don't really know if that's really... Ask Claude, ask Sora, ask Grok. I don't know. Don't ask them.
You know what's weird? I feel like... it's not like I used to like watch The Simpsons, but I have so much like random Simpsons memories. Isn't there an episode where Homer's job is he just has to keep pushing a button? And so he gets one of those like birds that like tilts its beak and it pushes the button for him. And then he realizes he could just like skip work all day.
Okay. So what goes wrong?
That's what your soundboard needs. I don't know the rest of the plot. I just picture that little bird like tipping and pushing the button for his job.
A little bird.
Yes, no.
The little bird tipping and pushing and tipping. Think about it. Talk about it. Tip about it.
Tip
push
about
it.
Push about it.
Yes.
There's a breaking news update from a story that you covered as one of our hot topics a few weeks ago. I don't know, maybe it was a month. I think you talked about it on the pod.
Okay. What happened?
Do you remember the heir of the Reese's family going off about the terrible ingredients and how they shit up his grandpa's recipe?
Yes.
Well... Reese's is going back again to the original recipe after complaints from the grandson were heard.
Oh, wow.
Back to real peanut butter. Sorry, all of you who liked that.
Who liked plastic butter.
who liked the plastic butter, exactly.
Okay, so, you know, this is just another example of open mouths get fed and squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Squeaky wheel, come on, squeaky wheel.
Let it be known that complainers get their way. If you are out there and you're like, damn, this is wrong about whatever... You know who gets their way? People who complain. You know who really gets their way? People who complain every day. Oh, they really get... The world is shaped by the complainers.
Tip about it, push about
it. Tip about it, push about it. Okay, well, so the Reese's debacle is solved. Praise be.
Yep. World peace is next, but world, for now...
World Reese's peace?
Okay, but for now, your peanut butter cups are going back to what they tasted like when you were a wee lad.
Okay, well, I never noticed the difference. Maybe my palate is flattened.
Do you eat a lot of that?
Me looking back at it. Do I eat a lot of peanut butter cups? No.
I will say, when I lived in San Francisco, I was a frequenter to like the little corner store, and they always kept the candy right by the cash register to taunt you while you were checking out. And I'll say, I've really dabbled in some of the Reese's spinoffs in the years. They had like a big cup. They had like a caramel cup. They had like a dark chocolate something. I think I every time it was out there, I thought, all right, well, I'm waiting in line. I guess I'll think about it, eat about it.
That was never me. No, I'm never tempted by candy in the checkout aisle. I am tempted by if I'm sauntering through and grabbing my bagels. Ooh, I will take a little check and just see what they're baking. You know,
where are you perusing bagels?
Well, like at the grocery store, like where the bread is. Like I like to look at the fresh donuts. Oh, if they have an apple fritter right there, sometimes I can be tempted. And sometimes I'll even look at the baked cookies that they've got going on from the bakery. They've got these very soft top baked cookies that are so good that sometimes I'm like, I do need a whole container of cookies. I do. But I'm never about to buy like Oreos or like Chips Ahoy. Yeah. Like it's just, I'm not that girl and it's okay. It's just but the
don't
fresh
even
baked,
get me started on don't even get me started on Chips Ahoy. The soft ones are too bland, the crunchy ones are too crunchy. Who's eating a Chips Ahoy?
I like the soft ones. I do.
I just think they taste like nothing.
Well, they also have
chocolate chip. Where
they have
chocolate
Reese's chip ones. They have Reese's ones.
Nah, you know what I get nostalgic about? I do like looking at like the birthday cakes in the window at the bakery at the grocery store. Okay. It's giving Meyer in the 90s. It's giving where my mom got all of our birthday cakes as children. Maybe that's why I like it.
You know,
I just think I really could get one of those and have them write anything I wanted on it.
There's certainly limits on what they'll write, though.
Well, correct. They're not going to look back at it.
Speaking of Oreos, I have a hot topic from... I scrolled all the way back. It's from March 7th, and we never covered it. I skipped over it, but I did add it to the Discord when it happened. Did you hear...
Not if it came out on March 7th. I had other things going on that day.
Right.
As you know.
Right. It's Corey's birthday, March 7th. Thank you, everyone. Selena Gomez's limited Oreo cookies helped scientists in New Zealand catch possums that threatened the local ecosystem. Did you catch all that?
I didn't.
Selena Gomez's limited edition Oreo cookies. New Zealand scientists used them to catch possums that were threatening the local ecosystem. The Oreos were part of a trial by scientists who discovered that chocolate cookies worked better than prescription stimulant drugs for the possums. So they were using the Selena Gomez Oreos. Do you think the Chromatica Oreos would have had the same effect? I don't know.
I didn't even know Selena Gomez had Oreos. What were they? What were they on about?
They wanted to be Chromatica, but they just were not. They were not given Chromatica.
Limited edition Selena Gomez Oreos.
I see one of them.
Featuring a horchata flavor.
Oh, that sounds kind of good. Cinnamon. Selena's chocolate and cinnamon. Selena's chocolate and cinnamon. Flavored cookies.
I'm not really trying to get cinnamon.
With a QR code where you can scan for more Selena content. Oh.
Thank God.
So the cookie had the QR code? No way. One crumb in the wrong spot, it's not going to work. It's going to take you to Tub Girl. You remember Tub Girl? You remember Tub Girl?
Where is she now I'm looking for.
Oh, don't go Googling Tub Girl. Do not go Googling Tub Girl. No, I was scanning this QR code for the Selena Gomez additional content. And here I am on Tub Girl. One guy, one jar with one wrong crumb in the wrong place. Oh.
Do you think the QR code was in the Oreo itself and not just on the package?
No, it's just on the package. The on the Oreo is Selena Gomez's signature. SG.
Damn, how long did you think it took her to sign all those?
Okay. You're crazy for that one.
Damn, got you. Damn, I really got you.
You
didn't
are
I?
Crazy, because that would be a long time.
Speaking of other things that are crazy,
okay.
Do you want to pour? We got to pour one out. There's no question about it. Got to pour one out for the Rapunzel at Tokyo Disney. Did you hear?
No.
Crows have started eating her hair.
I saw the video.
I think I sent you the video on Instagram.
It's kind of how I feel. You know what?
God.
Do you think nature's fighting back or what?
I think the crows are just hungry, man. They're probably not eating it. Not eating it. They're probably making nests with it.
Right.
I mean, her hair is giving long, 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 long down the building, long. So, of course, it's the perfect material for nests.
Sure. Okay, well, I've Googled it and nothing's coming up. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Tokyo Disney, they removed the animatronic. Well, she was looking a little busted anyway. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to say.
She was getting picked apart by crows.
And it could happen to you. Have you never
seen the movie Birds?
No.
Those birds attack people.
Oh, do they?
Yes. Shit. It's giving birds at Tokyo Disney.
Okay, so.
Actually, that's a sequel that I want to see. Fuck the live, the whatever.
Oh.
What do they call it?
Live action?
Fuck the live action.
Crows?
As I've said before.
You want crows attacking Disneyland? And do you want a horror movie about it?
Yeah,
sure.
No, I want a sequel to Rapunzel where the villain is the crows eating her hair.
They're not eating
the
hair.
And she's a bald bitch. Oh. She's a bald bitch by the end.
And then what? She's still going to be alive if she's a bald bitch. She can.
And then she's giving first Disney princess bald.
Okay, well, we actually don't know that. We don't know who's wearing a toupee. We don't know who's wearing a wig. Okay, most likely Disney princesses to be wearing wigs. Rapunzel.
Absolutely. See, the story writes itself. Mm. I was going to say, Ariel definitely has real hair. Like, a wig is not going to stay on under that water.
Well, maybe there's some type of advancements with underwater wig glue that we don't know about. They have thingamabobs. I mean, things get crazy. She has a collection. You don't know her adhesive collection.
I don't know. I'm just not picturing sticky, gunky, sticky stuff under the sea.
I think we just actually, hold on.
Except for an oil spill.
Hold on. Hey, sharks. Have you ever been underwater with the wig on? I think there's something there.
Would you like to be?
Would you? Yes.
Well, actually, because you know
not
how
hey,
like
sharks,
aquariums.
Sharks!
Little Mermaid squeakle, but she's just pitching ideas to Shark Tank, and they're real sharks.
And they're real sharks, okay.
No, I was going to say, you know how aquariums and shit have those, like, trained actors and actresses pretending to be mermaids swimming by?
I don't think that's an aquarium. I don't think those are aquariums you're at. You're just at, like, a carnival or perhaps, like...
Have you seen the one where the girl... Where the girl's suddenly out of breath and she has to rip off her tail and kick her feet to the top.
Yes. Have you seen the one where the fish, like, puts the woman's head in her mouth?
Go off.
Yeah, well.
He didn't know any better.
Hungry?
She's in his home.
In his defense, she was giving worm or something.
Exactly.
No. Okay. So, yes.
No natural segue from mermaids under the sea.
Let me think about that. No, not really. Oh, you know what? I do have a segue, actually. I've room away.
I wish.
No, I do have a segue. Rapunzel's not the only bad bitch who's having trouble. Did you hear about Olaf?
From Frozen. I think I saw this. Didn't he malfunction and get carried off in the streets?
he he malfunctioned, Olaf, at Disney Adventure World. Okay, what's Disney Adventure World? Do you mean Disneyland? Do you mean Disney World? I don't know about Disney Adventure World. Anyway, Olaf fell over, and they had to, all the Disney workers had to surround him to shield the eyes of the children.
What did they say? I'd like to know what the, like, response.
His nose fell off.
Do you think they practice for this sort of thing? You think it's like flight attendants in emergency situations?
Yes. Yes.
They're prepped.
Okay, so I have the video right here. Olaf is talking, his wooden stick arms flailing, and then he suddenly stops moving, his arms down. He leans back, he falls over, his nose pops off, carrot flies flinging all over the ground. The workers slowly kneel down and cradle him as if he, oops, fell over. They cradle him up, they put his nose back in the hole, they're laughing, they gently carry him away. Oh, you think he's getting punished?
Why? Why do you think his nose is able to fall out to begin with?
They really
does need, he perhaps need some under the water wig glue for his
they
schnoz?
Need above the water carrot glue stats. Well, maybe, you know, snow is
snow
water.
Glue.
Snow is water.
Sharks.
Sharks. Yeah, snow is water and carrots need glue too. Well, you know who eats glue? You know who is glue?
Who? Sven.
No. Carrots are... Horses eat carrots. Horses become glue.
Yes.
Something there.
Think about it.
Think about it, talk about it. Think about it, talk about it. Something to consider. You know, it's kind of like the circle of life, you know, the ecosystem. What we need is what we get. Carrots need glue. Carrots give glue. Carrots become the glue that they then need.
And
yes.
Correct and such.
Yeah.
Hey, friends, real talk for a second. You know that feeling when a weird, dark, or unsettling thought just pops into your head completely out of nowhere and you can't shake it? Your brain just grabbed onto something, and no matter what you do to try to feel better, it keeps coming back? For a lot of people, that's actually OCD. Not the I like things organized version you see as a punchline. The real thing. OCD is a serious condition involving persistent, unwanted, intrusive thoughts that cause real distress and behaviors people feel driven to do just to get some temporary relief. These thoughts can feel very real, which is what makes them so upsetting. And because OCD is so widely misunderstood, many people who have it never even recognize it in themselves. That's where NoCD comes in. NoCD is the world's leading OCD treatment provider. Their licensed therapists specialize in ERP, exposure and response prevention therapy, the gold standard treatment for OCD. In live, face-to-face virtual sessions, your NoCD therapist will help you learn to take the power away. In live, face-to-face virtual sessions, your NoCD therapist will help you learn to take the power away from intrusive thoughts. And therapy is covered by insurance for over 138 million Americans. If any of this sounds like you or someone you care about, don't wait. Go to NoCD.com to book a free 15-minute call with their team. That's NoCD.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Yeah. So, you know, we have technical difficulties at Disney. Olaf and Rapunzel.
It happens. It could happen to you.
Yeah.
You think this is the first malfunctioning puppet at Disney?
No. Do they still have the Trump animatronic? It's a Small World or whatever.
The one that looks like Hillary Clinton
in the Den of Presidents, or I have no clue where you could find that. Where is that?
The Den of Presidents.
The Hall of Presidents, the, you know, or whatever. They got that?
No.
Oh, they don't. Okay. Shit.
No, here I am Googling common animatronic malfunctions at Disney World. There is a list.
Okay.
Mr. Potato Head, famous for his animatronic eyebrow malfunctioning.
What, is it supposed to go up and down? Is he suggestive?
Ariel, known for eyes getting stuck closed while singing.
Well, maybe she's just feeling the note. She's just hitting the high note.
Country Bear musical jamboree. Characters like Wendell and Teddy Bear have suffered lazy eye.
Haven't we all?
Mama Odie at Tiana's Bayou Adventure, known for head-mouth synchronization issues.
Okay, well, she's blind.
Damn, these robots. Maybe we should get some AI on that.
No, maybe we shouldn't.
Maybe we should get some engineers on that.
Whatever happened to Imagineers? I feel like that, back in my day, everyone was like, when I grow up, I want to be an Imagineer.
What?
You don't remember Imagineers?
What the hell is that?
An Imagineer. I feel like it was like somebody who came up with the roller coasters or something.
A Walt Disney Imagineer is the technical team behind the Disney theme parks. Dang.
You never wanted to be an Imagineer?
A blend. I don't recall as a child being frequently asked what I wanted to be when I grew up. I came from a part of the country where people did not
become
prioritize. Exactly.
Well,
did people ask you that?
I feel like, yeah, that was a thing, you know, in school or like your counselor or like
school. In sixth grade, we all had to make personal brochures, which was like a brochure. My very first time seeing a trifolded piece of paper, and you had to write stuff in it, like about me, like as a child, like my future. And I did have to write in there what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I did say a professional soccer player.
Oh,
but that's the only time I recall being asked.
You know,
do you want me to send you a copy of my personal brochure?
I would love a copy of your personal brochure. Brochures? Did brochures fall off? Like, who's got a brochure anymore?
Yeah, paper's out. Everything's digital. Didn't you see that? Didn't you see that? I think, I don't know what sport
that
it was.
QR code on the
Dodgers. Didn't you see that 90-year-old Dodgers fan crying because they wouldn't print out his season tickets, and he's had tickets for years, and he doesn't have a smartphone, so there's no QR code for him to sign?
Okay, I was going to critique him, but you know what? Going paperless and going cashless is a direct assault on homeless people experiencing homelessness. People without phones, people without access, people without, it's only negatively affecting poor people. Well, and the elderly, I guess.
What's the Kardashians quote? There are people dying.
There are people dying. That is truer than ever.
I thought, this poor man, I hope he gets to go to his Dodgers games.
Well, you know what? I think it's actually fuck the Dodgers, actually.
Yeah.
Because aren't they like helping and supporting ICE or something? Did I make this up?
Probably.
Dodgers, ICE, hold on. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't follow sports, but did you watch the NCAA basketball tournament?
Honey, no.
Well, Michigan won. What are your thoughts?
University of?
Yeah.
That makes sense because there were people in my neighborhood wearing University of Michigan stuff, and somebody had a University of Michigan flag waving, and I was like, what is going on?
Walking and waving?
No, from their balcony. I was like, what is happening in my...
You didn't go strutting about yelling, go maize and blue?
No, but I did... I have an old viral tweet that resurged, and now it's all making sense because...
About the Michigan... players?
Yes, about the beer pong, gay porn, U of M.
Yeah.
Body paint.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a tweet go viral maybe a year or two or three ago, and
it was resurging.
Yes, it
with
was.
Their win.
And I was like, oh, wow. That's interesting. I wonder why it's popping off yet again. And my everlasting impact.
You're welcome.
Oh, you did that. Okay.
No. The basketball team did. You're welcome on their behalf.
So they shot the hoop. They got it.
They dunked.
They got the ring.
Are they wearing the ring?
Swish, swish, bish. Is there a special ring for the winning this?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you win your bracket? What?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so...
I can't. The sad thing is I had them pick to win, and then I just thought, this is a betrayal.
So you switched?
I did, and I picked someone else to win, and then I lost. I guess I don't get the $100.
What?
And I can't print out my tickets.
Oh. Well, I saw that the woman who was from, remember when Drag Race had the women on for the March, for the makeover episode from the women's basketball teams? Well, one of them won. Okay. The title of this article says just won March Madness with UCLA. What does that mean? She won March Madness? What does that mean?
That means that, you know how I was saying the men's Michigan team won.
Okay, so
the
UCLA won for the women.
UCLA won for the women, and she's a member on the team.
Wow. Okay. Most successful makeover contestant of all time? Yes.
They've got some stiff competition. Wasn't that one guy was on, well, also you
work,
but that one guy was on The Amazing Race after he was on like three seasons ago.
Me?
Wow. Wait, two Amazing Race contestants have been made over on Drag Race makeover episodes
that we know of.
No.
Get Myrna and Shmirna in here. We need you on Drag Race France versus the World. Get in here, Myrna.
Myrna and Shmirna.
Where are they now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Should we get them on the pod?
No.
Should we do a spinoff where we interview race contestants?
No. No, no offense to that. No. Will you be getting the 10th anniversary of Beyonce's Lemonade?
Damn, 10 years? What's the anniversary? I'd rather have Renaissance Part 3, but...
Okay, well...
Go off to the beehive who wants the 10-year anniversary. I'm never really about that.
Well,
and it's like, is she marketing it or is it Pop Crave?
I don't know, but
because you know,
No. It's what if I told you? What if I told you it was a little different? What if I told you Beyonce's Lemonade will be reimagined as lullabies for the 10th anniversary?
Okay. I don't really listen to a lot of lullabies.
Okay, I kept reading the sentence. I kept reading the sentence. It's not true.
Thank God. Here we go.
Well, it is true. There's an entity called Rockabye Baby, and they do lullaby.
We've talked about them on the pod before.
Yes. They do lullaby renditions. But for the 10th anniversary of Lemonade, they're going to do Lemonade. I see. I thought Beyonce was putting out a lullaby album or something. I was like, this is a little stupid, Miss Woman. Some of the top comment on the tweet is, hold up, they don't burp you like I burp you.
Now that I like.
Yes. Okay, that's all.
The weird thing is, I know we talked about that company like in the first or second year that we started this pod.
Yeah, I remember.
They were doing Maroon 5 tracks.
Sure.
I brought the Hot Topic to the table.
When he burps me good, I take his ass to
Chuck E. Cheese.
Thank you. I guess the only thing I can think of you do with a baby is burp. You burp the baby. What else?
Yeah.
Cut the umbilical cord. But you can't really sing about that. Swang it.
No. You can't. Baby, you can sing about the umbilical cord.
Do not shake
snip,
a baby.
Snip, snip goes the cord.
Okay. I don't remember any Lemonade songs. What else was on Lemonade? Hold up. They don't burp you like I burp you. Oh, slow down. They don't burp you like I burp you.
How fast can you pull up the Lemonade album?
Okay, we got Daddy Lessons.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's actually appropriate, maybe, for a lullaby.
Daddy. Formation. Okay, babies. Now let's get in formation.
Yes. Sure, actually.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
He hates it.
I appreciate it. Yes. Okay.
Well.
I'll be sat and seated.
Do you listen to a lot of lullabies? Does Crouton like lullabies?
No, but remember that song, Rockabye? I like that.
Yeah, by Sean Mullins.
Okay. Just because you know some things doesn't make you cool, doesn't make you great, doesn't make you that bitch.
Sorry. I have a Sean Mullins 10 playlist.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else?
No, just that I am all in rooting for Darlene Mitchell to snatch the crown on RuPaul's Drag Race.
This comes out still before the finale because there's going to be a lip sync Lollapalooza SmackDown for the 50K.
Which, there's no world. We're recording this before the episode comes out, but I'm like, there's no world where Juicy or Mia doesn't win. Am I wrong?
Oh, well, you know what? We've been surprised before, you know. Who was the big surprise? Megami.
T.
And we all thought the... You know, you go into the lip sync smack of Perusas, and you think it's going to be...
You're right.
You think it's going to be the dancers. You think Jasmine Kennedy's going to have it in the bag. You think, you know, Mia Starr. You think Juicy. You think Georges. You think, you know, all the girls who can really turn it out. But there are some spoken word moments. There are some comedy lip syncs. There are some nuances that you have to have the full range. And if you don't have the full range, then maybe you don't have the full range.
You're right. I can't wait to see Discord win the whole thing.
By walking? She could do something funny with that, but it can't be the whole song.
Discord Didi Fuego final two in the lip sync Lollapalooza. You heard it here first.
It could happen to you. I don't see why not.
Okay, well, who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for, you know, I think Mikey Meeks, of course, would be a great winner. I think Darlene Mitchell, though, if we were to look back at the season, a really wonderful winner for a very weird season, if it were to happen. I think Darlene is a modern, okay, this might be controversial to say and to think, But in my head, I'm processing, and I know queens are like, don't compare us to each other. Sorry, I'm going to do it for half of a second, and you don't have to take it seriously, and it could just be in my brain, and I'm just going to share it because this is our podcast. So shut the hell up. Is Darlene a modern version of the archetype of Katya for the Drag Race universe? Is Mikey Meeks the modern version of the archetype of Ben de la Creme for the Drag Race cinematic universe? I don't know. And what does it mean for one of those archetypes to win in the context of who's been winning recently and what is going on in the world and blah, 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 blah. It would be interesting to see either as a winner. I think we haven't really had one like Darlene in ever, have we?
Not that I can think of. I'd be honestly, I really did enjoy this season, and I can't believe it's almost over.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna let you let me go.
I'm gonna let you let me go. So
I'm gonna let you let me let you go. Okay. So
okay.
Bye.
Where can you let me let you go?
Yeah, I'm gonna let you let me let you find me. In places, doing things and stuff.
Oh,
actually, I'm not doing anything. I'm playing Pocopia.
Oh,
is it? Is it?
Girl, what? Did I lose you?
Are you playing?
Yes,
still?
Of course. Yeah, you know what? Right. I had a play date the other day with some friends in.
Oh, I heard about this.
Okay. So do you want to hear about it again or what?
Yes.
Well, we played Pokemon cards. We opened booster packs. We played the card game. We showed each other our Pocopia Islands. It was actually a wonderful evening. I had so much fun. But here I am bringing over my Switch. They put in their Switches. They show me what they're up to in Pocopia. Oh, my God. They are so much more advanced than I am. They are making things that I could only dream of. And then I have to go last and show my shack that I where my Pokemon asked me if we're poor. well, you know, I haven't even beat the game.
The answer
have you?
Is yes.
Have you beat it?
Yeah, I'm full on decorating. I my Bleak Beach is in a great spot. I started dabbling with some of the other areas just to mix it up and to show some love to those who don't live at Bleak Beach. But
I kind of want to move every Pokemon to the same island.
Oh, no, it's stressful. It's stressful. I did the math. I did the math. What is there's 300 Pokemon. There's 5 areas. You can have like 60 per. So I'm going to try to do that.
Okay. Okay.
Ben, I got about like 85 at Bleak Beach right now. So people got to start moving out.
Oh, shit.
Some of those critters got to go live in the mines.
Okay. Okay. Are you going to, are you making ethno states? Jesus. Are you letting them mingle or do all?
No, of course.
Do all the dragons Everybody's, have to be together?
Well, I do have a problem with some of them that are very large.
Oh, size like, queen.
Have you seen Snorlax? I'm sorry, Blissey spawned in a house and then she was too big to get out the door.
Been there.
like, are we supposed to, what's eating Gilbert Grape, her ass out the ceiling?
You know, I don't get the reference, but thank you.
Well, the mom dies at the end and they have to airlift her out of the ceiling.
Hold up.
Which is what I had to do to get Blissey out.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm going to have to make a big area for the ones that are really big. Some of them are so big. I don't like how big they are.
You should put them in a pit. Just dig deep down and then put all of them in a well.
Have you seen the videos of people who locked Mr. Mime underground because he's so scary?
Yeah, I saw somebody that has a floating prison far away, and they fly to it and they go into the prison, and there's Mr. Mime with his hands up against the glass.
That's so where he
up.
Needs to be.
And you know what? As somebody who really identifies with the jester clown community, this is fascism. How we treat our fools, honey, you know who you should be locking up?
I don't know. The gimme ghouls. who's the capitalist Pokemon? Who's got coins?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to split it up evenly. I'm going to make sure there's like some workers and electric and all the different types of skills that they have at all my islands. There will be a little theme. There will be a lot of water type at the Bleak Beach. They like to splish splash.
Okay.
Like, where else could Lapras really live?
Ooh, drag him.
Yeah, he's under the sea. Anyway.
Okay, well, send pics and I'll see you on the internet.
All right, love you, bye.
Later.